In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Nailed fast to yonder tree, see your iniquity. His cross has banished all your sin. Your pardon he brought in. That's what it's all about. We have hope. The dazzling brightness of Easter week is not a fleeting experience for those who know the glories of yonder tree. Knowing of their pardon and of the fact that they too will rise, they have virtually shouted their sung confessions of hope in churches throughout the world in these past days. And such celebration does not die away like an echo. For the singers of these confessions have reason to live on in hope. The confident hope of their own resurrection. Because Easter pericopes and Easter hymns are closely associated throughout the year with the death of the saints, I think it is appropriate in this Easter week for me to tell you about a dear friend of mine who lived on in that confident hope and recently went home to heaven. This saint was 78 on the day that the angels came to take her. Elma was her name, and she had been the feisty but revered head of nursing at Lutheran Hospital for many years. And she had a loyal following of doctors and nurses who thought the world of her. Saint Elma was a pillar of strength. And the source of that strength was clear to everyone: God's Word and His blessed sacraments. The very center, the heart and core of Elma's life was receiving the gifts. Her Lord had promised her in the waters of her baptism. She never missed an opportunity to gather with fellow saints around the gifts of grace. Toward the end of her life, when I would appear at the door of her hospital room, she would, with the flick of a wrist and a few well-chosen words, dismiss the doctors and nurses attending to her, and she ushered me in. Now, Elma did that not because I was at the door. She did that because gifts that fed her faith and her hope were at the door. She knew that I would read from her tattered, beloved devotional book. She knew that I would sing her favorite Paul Gerhardt hymns. And she knew that I would bring her bread and wine. I was not the giver, and she knew that. Elma was being fed. Her faith and her hope were being fed by Christ himself. Elma's hunger for this food was so great that she listened to tapes of Sunday's divine services over and over again throughout the week. She would come out here in her wheelchair for all the choral vespers, even though it meant at least one sleepless night before, wondering if she would be up to it. Elma was living to die. She would often say, "For me, to live is Jesus. To die is gain for me." Her belief in her Lord's resurrection and her hope of her own resurrection was a solid, confident, and beautiful confession at all times to everyone around her, right up to the end. And now she's asleep in Jesus. At rest, at peace, she is home. Her days on this earth were not free from anxiety and weakness and doubt and fear, the flesh, the devil, the world, all those things that face and torment all of us. But Elma never lost sight of yonder tree, nailed fast to yonder tree. "See, your iniquity, his cross has banished all your sin. Your pardon he brought in." And this weekend, we have the opportunity to spend 2 hours hearing yet again about yonder tree, even in Easter week. This time it is according to St. Mark and the fifth evangelist, St. Johann. Elma would have been sitting in her wheelchair in center aisle, taking in every note and every word. She would not have seen it as a musical event worthy of a New York Times critic. She would have been here because it would be food for her faith and her hope. She would be here because she was hungry. This is a beautiful season of well-founded hope for all the saints. For we know with total confidence that the risen Lord has become the first fruit of what will be a full crop, a harvest that includes us. He opened the door for the blessed resurrection of us all. And we cannot thank him enough for yonder tree, for the pardon that sets us free, for those gifts that sustain us day by day, and the resurrection that assures our resurrection. Because of these gifts from him, we live on, no matter what, in hope. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.